You don't settle for the version of you that they think you should be, because you know who you are, and you are someone who does not settle. Listen, there's something even more insidious that I've got to point out here. You could be right now settling between 1 to 2 mediocre things that are ultimately not what you want at all. Welcome back to another episode on Aligned with Purpose in Life and Leadership. And I've got a question for you. Have you settled and stopped living? Seriously though, I feel like in the world we live in, it's as if we've been taught to settle. Give Johnny the purple popsicle, okay? You don't need that one. Have this orange one instead. Honey, you can't have that top. Have this one. It's less expensive. It's okay. Look, it's okay to stay in this job, Jenny, that you don't love, because it puts food on your table. And look, why aren't you thankful? You've got a roof over your head. You've got a beautiful family. What else could you want? We are living in a society where it's okay and actually frowned upon if you want to make a change in your life and not settle. Right? When you want Thai food, and you know you want Thai food, but you ask your spouse what they want Italian, and so you just say, you know what? It's fine. We're just going to get Italian tonight. My friend, we need to figure out why people settle. And hopefully this brings through a little bit of insight for you as to maybe even some insidious ways right now that you're settling and not truly going after what it is ultimately that you, your higher self, you truly want for your life and your family's life, right? And I just want to kick this off, right? Let's just imagine right now, your children are raised by you and see you settling and not truly going after what it is that you want. Don't you feel like ultimately that is doing your children a disservice? What is that teaching your children as they watch you settle for the big things and the little things in life? So I'm telling you, you might not think you're settling right now, but even if you're settling in a very, very small way, it really is the big things too. You just might not see it, okay? So bear with me, let's get deep, let's find these blocks so that you, my love, can chase after exactly what it is, and not just chase, but attract, bring into your life and accept nothing less than what you truly desire. All right, so why do people settle? All right, lack of belief in themselves. Oh, and I have to just kick this thing off by saying, I can tell you, if I had a lack of belief in myself at all, I would have never became a coach. I would have never started a podcast. My friend, I understand in the beginning of one's journey, it can be difficult to truly, truly believe in yourself and the mission and the vision that you have. But lack of belief in yourself will help you not step into the version of life and the vision that you truly have, because you're probably settling for the little things. So settling because of lack of belief in oneself is huge. Okay. Or another reason, maybe they just feel like it's a little tiny decision and it actually doesn't matter. But like we just said, if you're settling for the little things, more than likely you're settling for the big things too, right? So these little tiny things, these little decisions that you make and settle on, oh boy, do they stack. Yeah, that's fine, honey. We'll have Italian tonight. Don't worry about it. Okay. Well, what about the movie? You guys decide to watch it. You see one on the screen and you're like, ooh, I'd really like to watch that rom-com tonight. But my hubby doesn't like rom-coms. So we better watch that horror movie that he would prefer. If you were to just reflect back on the past day or the past week, how many times did you settle for something small? Maybe it was even something on a menu you were reading. Maybe you really wanted this dish, but it was $20. It was a $20 hamburger. Okay. Or if you're like me, the plant-based patty. Or there was something else that was $5 less. And you were like, yeah, It is a salad. I mean, that'd be probably healthier. I'm just gonna go with that. But you really wanted the burger? And look, I understand health-wise, like, let's come on. But you gotta live a little too. So are you settling more often than not on the food choices that you're stepping into? Or, right, if you need to be healthy, are you always settling for the burger and never going for the salad that ultimately you should be doing because you know that you're feeling called to be healthy, right? So those small decisions stack. Maybe it's fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of finding out who you truly fucking are. Fear, right? Fear of finances and maybe letting go of something that's been a safety net for a long time. Maybe it's unworthiness. Oh, well, I could not ever spend $100 on heels. But I love them. They're beautiful. My dear, do you feel worthy? Do you feel like you're enough? Maybe it's back to that example, the food that you're cooking. Maybe it's preferring happiness for others over happiness for yourself, right? Especially you moms out there. I know you settle sometimes for your family because, hey, I would just rather that they're happy. Or if you've listened a few episodes ago, wish I remember the name of it right now. I talked about going after like the brown banana versus the green one, right? It's like if you really want that green banana, but you go for the brown one because, oh, my family would prefer to have the green banana. Go get more bananas and have the one that you truly want, right? Don't settle. You are worthy. And I promise you they'll be fine. But it's realizing in your day-to-day life that you are worthy of having what you want, and there's plenty of abundance to go around, and that you don't need to settle for anyone. Okay? Maybe it's because people are creatures of habit and they just straight up don't want to change. There are some people like this. Okay? I've got a bunch of family members who are like this. And they've been doing it a certain way for many, many years, and they don't want to change, and they're fine with that. But if you're listening to this, and if you've been listening to me for a while, that's not you. You're here because you love personal development and you want to change and step into this version of you that doesn't settle, that knows what they want and goes after it, no matter what. That's why we're here. Okay? Maybe they're impatient. That was me. That was me. What I would do is I would settle for something less than what I truly wanted because I was too impatient to wait for the actual thing to arrive. Where are you too impatient to wait for what you truly want? Or maybe, okay, let's say tonight you really would love some ice cream. Okay? Rita's, I'm giving you a shout out. We love Rita's ice cream, okay? Italian ice. Amazing. As you know, Steve's Italian, so we just eat that shit up. There's a Rita's, it's like 10 minutes from here, okay? So let's say we all really were craving Rita's. But then we're like, yeah, you know what though? We've got some ice cream in the freezer. Let's just go with that because it's here, it's easier. Let's just do that. Settling, okay? Because we're too impatient or we're just too lazy to get in the car and go get what it is that we truly want. Right? So where's that Rita's for you? Where are you choosing the freezer ice cream versus Rita's? By the way, if you haven't had Rita's yet, please go there. You gotta get the one that has Italian ice and the custard. It's all mixed together. It's phenomenal. You will thank me later. But another reason people settle is they don't feel like they have a choice. Okay, we're gonna get a bit deeper into that one in a minute, so just be patient. Or maybe other people's opinions, right? Another thing, I feel like if I would have listened to other people's opinions, there's no freaking way I would be sitting here right now. I think my family still thinks I'm crazy, right? You've got to be so strong in your vision, in your mission, that other people's opinions don't matter anymore. You don't settle for the version of you that they think you should be because you know who you are. and you are someone who does not settle. But listen, there's something even more insidious that I've got to point out here. You could be right now settling between one to two mediocre things that are ultimately not what you want at all, because there's so much lack of clarity for what it is that you truly want that you can't even see it. You're so used to settling that you don't see option A, which is ultimately what your soul desires and craves and what you would love to experience. It's so far out of the depths of your reality that you only see option B and option C. Option A is not even comprehensible. It's not even a part of your vision, even though it wants to show itself so badly. So, my friend, where are you settling? Are you saying, I'd like Y, but I'll take X? Or in that previous example, I'd like A, but I'll take C. Brick by brick, this wall is built. From all the reasons we've laid out so far in this episode, to where a lot of times, like I said, you can't even see what's on the other side, which is your vision, it's your mountain, it's your goal, it's beautiful. You can't even see it. Maybe you could peek around it, kind of peek around this wall, peek over it, and say, ooh, that looks really nice over there. Then your ego kicks in. No, Jamie. It's actually safe over here. We know it over here. We don't know that other side. What if we can't get back? It's too scary. That's when that fear creeps in. Okay? That might be happening to you right now as you're starting to even think about, oh my gosh, what would it look like if I stopped settling? My friend, it would look like magic. Okay? It would look like everything you've ever dreamed of is now at your fingertips and you don't have to settle for anything less than everything your soul desires. It's a beautiful thing. My question, though, that's coming to mind is, do you genuinely believe you're worthy of what you want? If not, this can cause you to put up with a lot more than you should or that you need to, because you won't have the inner dialogue that reminds you that you're worthy of more and can have whatever you desire without settling or making sacrifices. So do you believe it? Look, saying it and feeling it and embodying it are different things. I mean, when you say this to yourself, do you actually have a full body experience to where you are like, yes, I know I'm worthy? Are you living that though? And if not, why not? What's stopping you? What's holding you back right now? Look, I am unlocking this cage. You're like a caged tiger, my love. We are unlocking this cage right now. We are opening the door, but it is up to you to walk through it. You can listen to this episode and feel fired up and pumped up and all of the things. But unless you take action, it's not going to change your life. So where are you settling right now? If you have a pen and paper and can pause me, start to make a list. Okay, make a list. Where am I settling right now? Think back to your past week. What decisions have I made that really didn't feel in alignment? What did I buy that didn't feel in alignment? Where are you showing up right now? Okay. Start to document this. And as you continue progressing through your day and through your week, continue growing this list, right? So I'll just lay out a few examples. Just hopefully this starts to spark something for you. So maybe you want to be making an income, more of an income or an impact, and you have this beautiful vision for your life, but you're leaving all of your ideas in a notebook. That's settling. Or maybe you're settling in a bad relationship. It could be a romantic relationship. It could be a friendship relationship, a family relationship, but it's no longer serving you. It's no longer serving them, but you're staying because it's better than being alone. Or maybe you feel obligated Or maybe you feel like, oh my gosh, well, what would that person do if I left them? Would they be okay? I don't think they could survive without me, so I'm going to stay with them. What's that doing to you? That is settling for less than you deserve and less than you ultimately want. Okay? Or maybe you've got the golden handcuffs. You're making good money. You're living the life. Kind of back to that statement above, right? It's like, God, you've got the life, you've got the kids, you've got the house, you've got the car. But then when you go home at night, you're feeling dead inside. That's settling for a life that isn't meant to be yours. And I've got a mind-blowing statistic for you, okay? Only 30% of U.S. employees claim to actually enjoy their jobs. The remaining 70% just endure, clocking in and clocking out for various reasons. A Harvard study revealed that, on average, 90% of employees are willing to give up 23% of their lifetime earnings in exchange for a more meaningful job. So, do you got those golden handcuffs on right now? Maybe it's time that you realized the key to let these handcuffs release you has been in your back pocket all along. You do not need to settle. But I truly feel society teaches us to settle. Okay? They want us to fit into this box rather than becoming ultimately who we are meant to be. And many times we learn to settle in childhood, back to Johnny with the popsicle, right? That's just the way things are. We don't get that. We don't deserve that. That's not how we live our life. That's a lie. Sorry, you've been lied to. I'm just gonna call it how it is, okay? But the beautiful thing is now you're aware of this. Now you can rebuild and you can choose not to settle, okay? Rip off that band-aid, my friend. You listening to this, you're the creator of your life. So if tonight you want that Thai food, you want to watch that rom-com, if tomorrow you want to say, I'm digging in that pocket, I am taking out that key, and I am removing these golden handcuffs so I can finally step into this vision and this life that I've been dreaming, the power is yours. But you can't let anybody else take it away from you. You have a gift. You have the power to hold this paintbrush of your life and create a masterpiece. You get to paint it however you want. Don't give that power to someone else. Don't hand off that paintbrush and say, you know what? I don't know if you're a good artist. I don't know if you're not a good artist. I don't know what the hell you're going to do to my masterpiece, but here, you take it. It's too much for me. Take it back. Have fun with it. Get creative. It might shock you how much fun it is. So, the thought to leave you with today is, what's stopping you? What is stopping you from going after what you ultimately want and deserve? And my friend, if you're kind of questioning, all right, she's talked a lot about vision. I kind of know what my vision is, but I don't know how to get there. Maybe you realized, okay, this wall has been up here and it's been here for a long freaking time and I don't know how to get it to go away. My love, do I have a surprise for you? Well, I offer an hour-long breakthrough session. So either me or a member of my team will walk you through an exercise that will get you crystal clear on exactly where it is you are right now. What's holding you back? What's stopping your momentum? What's causing you to settle? How does that actually feel? And how's it affecting your life and your relationships? We're going to get deep. And it might be uncomfortable, but that's ultimately what you need in order to break out of that comfort zone and step into your next level. So we're going to get clear there. And then we're going to paint a crystal clear picture of what this vision for your life truly looks like and how we can actually bridge that gap, removing any blocks or any breaks along the way. that might hold you back. Okay, this is complimentary for my listeners. So if you're interested, go to coachwithjamie.com. That is coachwithjamie.com. It is complimentary. We will walk you through this, and I promise you, oh boy, the feedback that we've received from these sessions has been just unmatched. Okay, this has the power to change your life. So don't skip over this. Don't wait for tomorrow to book. If you're feeling called to do so right now and this has hit you home, book right now. Get it on the schedule so we can just plan on seeing each other face to face over Zoom, where we can walk with you through this transformation. Thank you so much for just showing up for you today and really sit with this episode. What's stopping you? See you soon.